Good morning. Today we have a fairly simple question, although I am not so sure we have such a simple answer. So we'll start with the question, obviously. So the question goes like this: is Lag BaOmer a day of simcha? Is it a day of celebration or not? Fairly easy question, not such a simple answer. So when it comes to the response, the Darkei Moshe and the Ramah, written by the same person, so the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch and is in his Darkei Moshe commentary on the tour, Haminag Pashur Hu Listaper B'Yom Lag BaOmer, that the minag is, at least for Ashkenazim, that we get haircuts in Lag BaOmer. And then he adds on what is relevant for our question, Umar Bimba Mishta V'Simcha Ketzas. In addition, we increase Mishta, we increase celebrations and Simcha a little bit. Maybe it's not a full-blown Yontif, but certainly there is a concept of Simcha and Mishta on Lag BaOmer. So the question is, why? So we're going to posit three separate explanations why Lag BaOmer is a day to be celebrated. Number one, very well known that this is the day that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 of them, stopped dying. They were punished for the sinas chinam of each other, and on Lag BaOmer is the day that it ended, the plague ended. But the Pri Chadash is not happy with that explanation. He says as follows: how can we be celebrating the deaths of the students of Rabbi Akiva? In fact, they all passed away. Not one was left living. The last one passed away on Lag BaOmer. What is to celebrate? They were all gone. So the Pri Chadash posits another explanation. He says it could be that we have Simcha on Lag BaOmer celebrating the new Talmidim that Rabbi Akiva started teaching. Rabbi Akiva started rebuilding the yeshiva world, and that is indeed the Simcha that we have on Lag BaOmer. So far, we have two explanations. Number one, it's the day that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva stop passing away. Pri Chadash doesn't like that. Number two is maybe it's the day that Rabbi Akiva, we're celebrating Rabbi Akiva teaching new Talmidim. And the third explanation, also very well known, it is Mekubal. We have a Kabbalah that Lag BaOmer is the day that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Rashbi, passed away. And the Chida says as follows: Umar bim b'chomakam b'mishta v'simcha l'kavad hilula delay. It's a hilula, it's a celebration of the Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Accordingly, we have mishta and simcha. That's what he writes in his Birkei Yosef. And in fact, in particular in Eretz Yisrael, when people get together at the kever of the Rashbi in Meiron and have a simcha, that is the hilula de Rashbi. So now we have three separate explanations. On this third one, that it's the day that the Rashbi passed away, the Chassam Sofer and also the Shaul Mishiv are not happy with this explanation. They ask as follows: where do we find that we celebrate the day a tzaddik passes away? That's not a day of celebration. That is a day of sorrow, of avelus, of tainis. As we know, the Yortzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, the 7th of Adar, is a day of tainis. It's a day of fasting. And the Minag Yisrael Torah Sefer brings as follows that indeed the Zohar called this day a Hilula L'Rashbi. It is a Hilula, celebration of the Rashbi. However, certainly that is a Simcha for him because he went to his ultimate resting place. He went to Olam Haba. But for us who were left behind, it is a day of sorrow because we no longer have the Rashbi. And in addition, the Chassam Sofer in another place, in Yeridaya, brings another concern with this explanation that we are celebrating the Ptira, the Yortzeit of the Rashbi. We are not here to be Koveya, to establish new days of Yontif. If it's a day of a Nes, of Hatzal, if it's a day of a miracle, a saving of Klal Yisrael, when we were saved from death to life, then we can have a day of celebration and a Yontif. But other than that, it is not for us to establish days of Yontif. And in addition, the Chassam Sofer adds on, I understand the people who are celebrating their kavanas l'shem shamayim, certainly they get a lot of schar for the celebration of Lag BaOmer. But in speaking about himself, he says as follows: I personally would be of those to separate from those who are celebrating on Lag BaOmer. And even if I was with them, I would sit on the side. I would sit out and not participate with them. Despite the fact that I wouldn't want to be changing their minhag in front of them, but I still could not participate because he fundamentally did not agree with celebrations on the day of a Ptira, on the Yortzeit of a great tzaddik. Despite that, as we know, The minhag ha'olam is to celebrate, to have some mishta and simcha and lag ba'omer. The Stei Chemed says as follows, that it is a minhag kadum, it is an antiquated, early minhag that was established by the Gaonim HaKadmonim, the early Gaonim, that despite the fact that typically when a tzaddik passes away, it's a day of tainus and avelus, nonetheless, the day that the Rashbi passed away is different, because this was the desire of the Rashbi himself, that we should have simcha on this day that he passed away. Simcha yamod la Yehudim. That is one explanation, because the Rashbi desired it to be a day of simcha. And in addition, the Sefer Shmuas Tovas brings a very interesting explanation. As we know nowadays, when we paskin halacha, we don't paskin like the Rashbi. There's a klal in halacha and psak halacha that when you have a difference between the mikubalim, the Rashbi was the lead Kabbalist, the initiator of the Zohar, and when we have the Kabbalist on one side and we have a Psak Halacha, when we have the Ba'alei HaGemara, the Gemara, and the Piskei Halacha on the other side, we do not paskin like the Mekubalim. We don't paskin like the Kabbalah. But in the Olam HaElyon, in the world to come, the Halacha is like the Mekubalim, and that's Rashbi. That's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and those who follow on with him. And accordingly, says the Sefer Yeshua's Tovas, Imken Ikar Kabbalah Satorah Shola, the main Kabbalah Satorah of the Rashbi, was on the day that he passed away, because that's when he went up and the Psak was like him. Lachen Gadla HaSimcha B'yom Zeh, for him it was a tremendous Simcha, and accordingly we celebrate as well. So there we have it, three different reasons for celebrating at least a little bit, as the Rama says, Ktsas Mishra V'Simchas Ktsas, because the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva stopped passing away on that day. Pri Chodesh doesn't like that. Maybe it was because of the Talmidim that Rabbi Akiva started teaching. And number three, because it's the Hilula de Rashbi, the Ptir of Rashbi. And we explained in the Stei Chemed that typically it's a day of an Avelus when a Tzaddik passes away. Nonetheless, the Rashbi desired it to be a day of Simcha. And the Sefer Shmuas Tovas explained that this is with the time that the Rashbi went up to Shamayim, and that accordingly is when the Psak was with him on his side as the Kabbalah Kizis in Olam Haba, despite the fact that we don't baskin like him in this world. Have a wonderful day.